This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
President Trump on Thursday signed a new executive order on healthcare during a campaign stop in Charlotte, but when you dig into the details it really doesn't do anything. The actual order reads sort of more like a campaign press release than anything else, rattling off all sorts of policy actions related to healthcare during the president's time in office. The order also stated Mr. Trump's support for insurance companies to cover people with pre-existing conditions. But that's already required by the feds under the Obama health law, which Republicans are trying to overturn before the U.S. Supreme Court next month. President Trump will name his nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court tomorrow, triggering a rare Senate confirmation battle in the weeks before a presidential election. The leader for the seat seems to be Federal Appeals Court Judge Amy Coney Barrett, who has certainly been a favorite of conservative groups. For the president, this is an opportunity not only to focus on his nominee but also the November campaign, as he can put even more emphasis on key issues for Republican voters like gun rights and abortion. At this point, Republicans in the Senate definitely have the votes to confirm the president's choice before Election Day. After a rally last night in Jacksonville, President Trump starts his day in Miami and then makes a campaign stop in Atlanta, where one would not expect this president to be spending time in late September. But the polls continue to show a tighter-than-normal race in Georgia between the president and Joe Biden. I'm still going to be skeptical about polls showing the president in trouble in states like Georgia, Texas, and a few other red states. But I do think the map for president shows that Democrats are playing much more offense, while Republicans are more on defense in key swing states and even historically red states.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.